KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 67 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 85. Radar does show some light rain and occasional thunder showers off to our west primarily. The line of showers stretches from around Denison down through northeastern eastern Harrison County, a little bit over to the Harlan area, some light rain there. Some more heavier showers, spotty showers at that, southwest of Avoca and north of Oakland. All that shower activity is moving to the southeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department today reports 30-year-old Christopher Willems of Creston was arrested Friday evening. Willems was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and driving while suspended. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $5,000. Authorities said also two thefts were reported over the past 2 days. Friday afternoon, a man residing in the 1000 block of Crest Drive in Creston reported that sometime between 10 p.m. Thursday and 8:30 a.m. Friday, someone broke into the trunk of his vehicle and stole a jewelry box containing numerous pieces of jewelry. The loss was estimated at $5,000. And early Saturday morning, a man residing in the 400 block of West Monroe Street in Creston told authorities his vehicle was broken into sometime between 3:55 a.m. and 4:25 a.m. Saturday. A Smith & Wesson compact handgun with a laser sight was stolen. The gun was valued at $400. Police in Council Bluffs early Saturday morning arrested a man who was allegedly reckless driving a pickup truck when officers attempted to stop the Ford F-150 at around 1:50 a.m. The vehicle, which had no license plate, sped off and led police on a pursuit beginning at around 32nd and West Broadway in Council Bluffs. Officers successfully deployed stop sticks at the I-480 bridge, deflating three of the pickup's tires. The driver bailed from the vehicle at 11th and Capitol in Omaha, where he was quickly apprehended. He was identified as 31-year-old Anthony David Steffens of Council Bluffs. Steffens was arrested on several charges, including a parole violation warrant out of Council Bluffs. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold a regular meeting this evening at City Hall beginning at 5:15. On the agenda is the introduction of Ron Flory as park foreman and updates on the Schildberg Development Project, which includes the West Shelter and East Playground, the Nishna Park, and updates with regard to the Sunnyside Park entrance sign. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stassel will provide reports on summer programs, the Sunnyside Pool Campground, or the campground that is, and the August 18th Doggy Dip, which is slated to take place from 1 until 4 p.m. on that date. In state news, authorities say a body has been recovered from the Upper Iowa River in northeast Iowa. The Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office said the body was pulled from the water Sunday northwest of Decorah. The person is believed to have drowned. More information about the drowning and the person's name have not yet been released. Dozens of pigs died when a truck carrying nearly 1,000 of the animals overturned in central Mississippi. WCBI reports the 18-wheeler was carrying over 900 pigs Sunday afternoon from Prestige Farms to Iowa when it flipped over. The High Point Volunteer Fire Department arrived on the scene and kept the pigs cool while they were stuck in the metal truck. Jody Gerard, Winston County, Mississippi fire coordinator, said the fire crew sprayed the pigs with water to keep them from overheating. The truck driver was taken to a hospital to be looked over, but neither he nor the co-driver were seriously injured. The cause of the wreck was under investigation. A current and former member of the Winnebago Tribe's governing council have pleaded guilty to misusing federal money to pay themselves bonuses. The Sioux City Journal says former councilman Amen Sheridan entered his plea Friday in Omaha's federal court. Current member Jeff Miller pleaded guilty to the same charge last Thursday. As part of agreements that both signed with prosecutors, Sheridan and Miller are both expected to be sentenced to 5 years of probation on October 19th. Miller must repay $40,213, and Sheridan must repay $13,404. The two are part of a group of nine former council members charged with giving themselves bonuses out of $388,972 in federal money that was intended to provide health care to tribal members. The Winnebago Reservation is located in northeastern Nebraska and parts of northwest Iowa. A report by the American Gaming Association finds the impact of the 19 state-licensed casinos in Iowa is bigger than previously estimated. Iowa Gaming Association President Wes Ericke says the AGA report looked at the job and dollar impact of the casinos.
The ripple effect with the support that they have for a lot of the small businesses, for the nonprofits, and more, They estimated that that jobs supported about 15,660, and a total economic impact of $2.5 billion.
Eric, he says his organization had estimated the impact on the state at $1 billion. The ASA report shows the impact of casinos was found to be widespread.
You know, just the support not only in charitable contributions, but oftentimes the volunteer efforts of casino employees, as well as just the presence of having so many sponsorships and other ways that they support the community.
Eric, he says the casino industry has come a long way in the state.
It was difficult to imagine by anyone 27 years ago when the first riverboat casinos in the country opened up on April 1st, 1991. Today, now we have 19 commercial casinos that are by design of and encouragement by our regulators to be premier entertainment destinations.
He says the amenities that go along with the casinos are a big part of the impact they have on communities.
Most have some form of dining and lodging, and in some cases golf courses, bowling alleys, spas, and other entertainment amenities that really make these worthwhile attractions. Plus the meeting space, the concert venues that make it a cornerstone of any community in any region.
Eric, he says the casinos also take the concern of those who might develop a gambling problem very seriously.
Gaming industry has always been at the forefront with the responsible gaming initiatives, and certainly it's for those that unfortunately are prone to addictive behavior. In the case of gaming, it's about less than 2%. 1% that those individuals, we encourage them to get the help, and we fund the 800 Bets Off helpline.
The AGA survey looked at across the gambling facilities in Iowa with special focus on the impact of the casinos in Dubuque and Council Bluffs. The study was released as part of its Getting to Know Gambling campaign. A reminder today that the Iowa Department of Transportation will hold a public informational meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, July 24th, to discuss the Interstate 80 planning study and to gather public feedback on the technical reports, including the final report, Vision for Infrastructure Investment. The reports and previous online meetings are available to view online at www.iowadot.gov/interstate-study. Anyone interested is invited to attend the meeting anytime between 5 and 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Center at 909 Robert D. Ray Drive in Des Moines. The meeting will be conducted utilizing an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the planning study, but no formal presentation will be made. If you're not able to attend that meeting, information and materials will be available online at the project website I mentioned just a moment ago. There's a link to that under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Also, the Iowa Department of Transportation and Iowa Transportation Commission are seeking public input regarding the Iowa Bicycle and Pedestrian Long Range Plan. The plan will be built upon the Commission's long range strategy for multimodal transportation over the next three decades. Iowa in Motion 2045 is the title. The Bicycle and Pedestrian Long Range Plan has three key objectives. Serve as the primary guide for Iowa DOT decision-making regarding bicycle and pedestrian programs and facilities, to help achieve improved project-level coordination within the DOT, and to provide consistency in mobility for bicycle and pedestrian users statewide. In addition, the plan will serve an important role in improving safety for all road users, reducing crashes, and bringing Iowa closer to the goal of zero fatalities on Iowa's roadways, and aligns to federal regulations that require bicycle and pedestrian accommodations to be routinely and consistently considered in the design of transportation facilities. The Iowa DOT has drafted the Iowa Bicycle and Pedestrian Long Range Plan to consistently implement best practices when considering such accommodations. The DOT will be accepting public comments on the plan through September 4th, and you can view the plan and related information online. Again, that's under a link found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.